I had to do like a...
Hey, how you doing? In these tough economic times, you may find yourself a little short on cash. So where you gonna go? The bank? They don't got no money. They're begging for scratch from Uncle Sam.
Nah, you need to go to the place that'll get you the cash you need. Vinny and Angelo's.
Bad credit? No credit? Hey, no problem.
Yeah, because we know where you live.
And that's good enough for us.
So stop by Vinny and Angelo's today. Conveniently located in the industrial park out by the airport.
Hey, Vinny and Angelo's, if you got problems money can solve, we say forget about it.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
RSC, the Radio Shopping Club.
And welcome back to the Radio Shopping Club. I'm your host, David. Now, you know, the only thing more irritating than having kids is having kids that block the TV screen. Am I right? Of course I am. Well, now you can have obstruction-free visual experiences with the RSC Television Clearview. Yeah, now look at this. Really, look at this. This 22 caliber shoots BBs, pellets, even small rocks. And our intern Jimmy is going to help me show you how it works. Jimmy, just stand in front of the television there. Yeah. Now, whatever I say, don't move, okay? Don't move. Jimmy, get away from the TV. Daddy's trying to watch the race. See? Nothing happens. All right. Well, here you go. Just a few pumps of the RSC Television Clearview and... Oh, look at him run. And what do my eyes behold? Nothing but a clear view of the TV. It's the RSC Television Clearview. Hey, Jimmy. Dance. This never gets old. The RSC Television Clearview. Ah, kids, you can't live with them, but you can shoot them. Operators are standing by. Call now.
RSC, the Radio Shopping Club.
A village in Nepal is constructed entirely of frozen mountain climbers. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Scientists exploring near the base of Mount Everest have discovered a remote village built with the frozen corpses of failed mountaineers. Team leader Dr. Kevin Tron was at first horrified by what he saw, but later expressed admiration for the villagers' craftsmanship.
I've never before seen a vaulted ceiling so well built entirely out of Australians.
Village elders told the explorers of their hope that an avalanche will soon provide enough Italians to complete construction of the Sherpa Hall of Fame. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker.
Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker.
Some are content to stock shelves. Others, merely cashiers. But you, sir, operate the most dangerous machine known to man. The meat slicer.
There's a finger in my olive loaf.
When we ask for a pound of pastrami, Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker, you plop down a pound and a half and say, is a little over okay?
Only if I could pay you a little.
And no one cuts the cheese quite like you.
That cheddar's really sharp, yeah.
So the next time you're holding number 67 and they're calling out number 23, wave your salami and salute to the man who's number one, Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker, a real American hero.
Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker.
Your hairnet just fell into the coleslaw.
Now, from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good
morning and welcome to Thursday. It's, what's the date today? February 19th. It's your last fucking day. That's the last time you're going to hear from the top of the LA Radio Talk building.
Oh my goodness.
Sam and Susie in the morning.
There's no more. Oh man. I'm not taking my sunglasses off.
It's all you're doing.
It's not my fault. I totally almost missed my first day or my last day today too.
Really?
I woke up at 8:30 this morning, and I have to leave my house at like 8:26 to get here on time.
Oh my god!
I know.
And you made it.
I did make
it with a couple minutes to spare.
Always.
Wow.
And I don't have much of a voice left today either.
Why? What happened?
I was out at a couple different parties last night.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
So why do you lose your voice? I mean, do you shout? I mean, do you scream? What do you do?
I think I chain smoked and had a lot of marijuana last night.
Oh, I see. So you sound like Lauren Bacall today.
Who's that? Seriously.
She was a major actress, and she had a raspy voice, like a smoky voice. Yeah,
you know, as I watch my soap opera and like catch up on my last episodes of that, it's so weird because I can go back and listen to episodes from like 20 years ago, mm-hmm. And then fast forward to episodes to now, and I could hear people's voices, and they're like,
really? They changed?
People that have smoked, because you could tell a little bit back in the day.
Yeah.
And their voices have completely changed.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's really scary.
Really?
Why
do you have to tell me that?
Well, I wonder what your voice would sound like if you didn't.
Probably.
Oh, man. But no, seriously, when I quit smoking, like I did it for a year, and then I did it for 6 months this past year, my voice is completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see when I quit smoking. I mean, I'm starting to think about it.
Me too.
Which is a step toward the...
When I wake up in the morning, I'm just like, I need a cigarette. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm going to get like these old lady cigarette wrinkles around my lips. And I'm like, that's just not going to be cute. You have to think about these things.
I suppose you do when you're a woman. Yeah.
Yes. And I also am going to start going on the pill again because I don't want to have a baby anymore.
Oh, really?
But I also don't want to change the gender of the fish in the ocean. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword.
How would you do that?
Changing the gender of the fish in the ocean?
Yes, by peeing?
By peeing hormones into the ocean.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's not funny. It's very serious.
It's extremely funny.
There's nothing funny about it.
You think it really affects the fish?
It really does. There have been all these biological studies done that the number of women on birth control, it's changing the gender of fish.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, we've got fish swimming around that have, like, vaginas and penises. And they're just like, what the fuck? What do we do with this? And who knows? What if they self-fertilize? And then, like, oh, that would be awful.
Self-fertilize? Wow.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
I did that last night, I think.
So you're on the pill again?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. So what's the change of heart there? Why suddenly you don't want a baby for sure?
That was the dumbest idea I've ever had.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, okay. But it didn't seem that way a month ago.
It felt so good.
Yeah. What about the rest of the decisions you made?
The rest of the decisions are
You're
fine.
Okay with them?
I'm okay with those.
Okay. It's just going to take longer for you to go, what was I thinking?
No. I'm getting to be okay with it.
Yeah.
Actually, everyone's like really sad that I'm going and all the people I'm saying goodbye to, but they see how excited that I am.
Yeah.
And they all know that it's going to be really good for me to be back in school because a lot of the people out here don't know like strictly academic Susie. Like, you didn't know me when I was in school full time. Like,
right.
I become like cracked out and addicted to school the way I do wine.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I don't really let up on the wine. Yeah. I just use the wine as a study tool.
Yeah. But why couldn't you do it here? Why couldn't you go full time here?
I've kind of created a life for myself here where it's not really conducive to being in school full time.
I see. Like needing a few hours every day just to drink.
No, I drink while I do things, Sam. Mm.
That's right.
I drink while I drive. You know, I drink while...
while you're studying.
While I study. I maximize my time.
Yeah, you really do.
I really do. Like, there's not a second of my day that goes by where I'm not, like, just fulfilled or, you know, just doing shit.
Yeah. Maybe one day you'll realize you're living on the edge.
I'm living on the edge.
Yeah.
God, my voice is really annoying me. I'm sorry to all the listeners that have to listen to my raspy voice.
Yeah, they'll go to back shows then. By the way, for you who will want to look for archives and stuff for the show, you can just go to my page and we'll have everything there, you know, so everything the way it is now.
And it's also on iTunes and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's going to stay on the site forever.
Oh,
you know?
Good.
Yeah.
We'll be immortalized forever.
Exactly. You
Yay.
See?
Oh, Sammy.
You know, when you look down our page, I mean, we did a lot of shows.
We have a lot of fucking shows.
A lot of shows. I mean, shit. That's, you know?
I think I went back one day and just counted all the shit that we talked about. And it's like, we fucking talked for like 8 months about nothing.
I know.
Nothing.
And all that nothing is documented now in the archives. But it's
That's
cool.
That's a little I mean, scary.
No, it's not.
No, because I was thinking to my future, and it's like, oh my God, what if one day, well, when I do have kids one day, I'm like, my kids could maybe potentially find this shit and hear all of the bad, naughty, evil, wrong things I did.
Okay.
And
well,
throw
you
them
know
back
long,
in my face.
That's going to be a long time from now. I don't know where the hell those archives are going to be, but, you know, by the time they're old enough to understand... What are you talking, what, 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. 10 years, I mean, we're going to be in such a different place now. I mean,
yeah, but the material is still going to be on the internet somewhere. And just think of all the
you
stories
think so?
I've told.
Yeah.
Think of them.
I know.
Think of them.
I do.
And I like,
I
you know,
often.
When we had our things, when we had that that last porn star in the studio, and I was like, oh my God, do your kids know what you do?
Yeah.
Like at night when you tuck them in, read them their bedtime story, and it's like, and she's like, yep, they do know.
Yeah, they do. Wow.
And it's like, I don't know if these are things I want my children to know about.
No, but you know what? I mean, this is just talking, Susie. It's bullshit. You know, it's garbage.
Yeah, but from my side, of my perspective, everything I've said is true.
Yeah, that's true, but regardless, you know.
And that email we got yesterday that you forwarded me was so sweet.
Which one? Oh, the guy with the song and everything?
Yes.
Yeah, what was his name? Maybe you should give him a shout out.
Was it Rob or Ron?
I don't remember.
But he listened yesterday live for the first time, and that was just so sweet.
Yeah, and what did he say? I didn't even read it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I just saw something about a song.
Hold on. I'm going to pull it up.
Okay. So, yeah.
It was really, really, really sweet.
We got fan mail, so maybe you can give him a shout out.
I will. Hold on.
And, yeah, he wrote something about wanting to play a song for you.
And, Elton John.
Elton John, The Yellow Brick Road.
Yes.
Yeah. And he thought that that resembles your story.
That says, can we get
I never listened to the lyrics in all these years of this song.
Really?
Yeah, and I love it. But I never really paid attention.
Where the hell did it go?
Okay, never mind. WTF. We gotta move the show along. We don't have an author today, but we do have a guest.
Okay,
coming
excellent.
In soon in a few minutes, and we do have a porn star. I was wrong yesterday. She was not supposed to come in yesterday. It's today.
Sam.
Yeah.
You need to get on top of these things.
Yeah. Her name is
not her. Them.
Kayla Carrera.
Okay.
So for those of you who know, apparently she's Latina and everything. So that should be pretty exciting for you.
I hope she's really cute and adorable like Daisy Marie.
Yeah, well, maybe she is. Who knows? We'll find out soon enough.
She was the cutest porn star I've ever seen.
Yeah?
She was. You just want to eat her up. You're like, really? Can you be so cute?
I know,
cute?
Daisy Marie, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God. I know. I was actually contemplating doing porn the last week I was here.
Why?
I can make some money.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, now you worried about your fucking radio show? Your kids are going to definitely find you all over the internet.
Well, I was thinking just one.
Just one?
Just one.
It doesn't matter. It gets duplicated, replicated a million fucking times on the internet.
Oh.
All you need is one.
That could be what we need to like propel us into stardom. Oh my God, Susie from Sam and Susie in the Morning.
What you could do though is prostitute for once. I mean, it's the same thing, but you're not on camera. You still can make a lot of money. Find a rich guy. And charge him $4,000 or $5,000 a night, and you'll be good.
Actually,
you never have to look back. Nobody has to know, Susie. I'm telling you.
Why are you telling me to go whore myself out?
Because you're looking for money. I'm just saying. I think it beats porn.
Oh my God. Actually, I was talking with Daniel about this, and he's like, "Well, what are you going to do when you get here?" And I was like, "I don't know. I'll find some job." And he was like. He's like, well, what about being a whore? I'm like, why the fuck between you and Sam are you both telling me to like fuck for money? I was like, and you're my boyfriend.
Because we probably would have done it if we were women. I mean, it's an easy way to make money.
But then I was like, no, what about like bartending? And he's like, no, you don't want to work in any of the bars around here. And I was like, well, what about if I find a nice hotel and I go and work in one of the nice hotels? And he's like, okay, that could work. But then, what did he say? He's like, well, what about strip clubs? Mm-hmm. You could work in a strip club. And did I tell you my thing on why I would never work in a strip club?
I don't remember, no. But because of the pole?
No, well,
something about the pole.
It's the floor.
The floor?
The floor that the girls dance on.
Yeah, what
like,
about it?
Like, girl one comes out and does her little dance around the pole, and then she, like, spreads her legs and does a split and, like, rolls over and rolls her fucking vagina all over the floor.
Yeah.
Then she gets up.
That's disgusting, though.
She gets up, she gathers all of her dollar bills, you know, and she runs backstage, whatever. Girl number two comes, does the exact same fucking thing, does a split, rubs her vagina all over the floor.
Wow.
Think of how... They don't come out with a Swiffer and, like, Swiffer the floor in between each girl.
I'm sure the guys would be happy to lick it, though. Lick it off the floor.
Oh, God. And the kind of guys that are going in there, like, yuck.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, at CD bars that I've worked at, I felt like a stripper before. I'm like, just, ugh.
Yeah. I've been to one only once, really. It was in Vegas. And
one strip club?
One strip club,
Your whole life?
Yeah. It never appealed to me, you know, because you just go there to be turned on, but you don't, you know. It's like porn. It turns you on, but it doesn't get you off, you know. So, I mean, I'm already turned on. Why do I need to go and be even more horny?
I like strip clubs.
Do you?
Yeah.
I guess there's a kind of good vibe to it, but you just said about the kind of people that
go there. Well, it depends on the strip club. There are some, I've been to some nasty, nasty strip clubs, but there's this one, oh my God, I've been in love with this girl forever.
Really?
I've had the biggest crush on her, and she's a stripper. Mm-hmm. My old financial advisor and a whole bunch of other guys from Ameriprise, they were like, Susie, come on, you're one of the guys. Looking back, I guess I always have been one of the guys. They're like, if we bring a girl, we get like five guys in for free. Please come with us. And I'm like, all right. So we go up to this one strip club, which was the first strip club we were stopping at before we got to the last one.
Right.
And so this was a tiny, tiny little hole in the wall. This little girl comes out wearing a poodle skirt, and that's it, dancing to Grease Lightning. And she's got these curly little ringlets in her hair and a lollipop in her mouth. And she is just bouncing and smiling and licking that lollipop. And she was so fucking cute and adorable with her blonde little ringlets and her huge, huge blue eyes.
Yeah.
She was so adorable.
Really?
First of all, I wanted to be like, how old are you? And then it's like, all right, you have to be 18 to work here. So she's got to be at least 18. But then my second question was, I left her, like, will you come home with me?
Really?
I left her a $100 tip.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. When was that?
This was probably about 4 years ago.
Wow.
But it turns out...
Watch how you're going to go to Australia and run off with this chick or something.
I don't think Daniel would mind if I ran off with a chick.
Yeah, he would mind. He would mind.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think he really cares one way or another.
No?
No. But we'll see.
Really? Is that how you feel? Like
maybe.
He couldn't care less if you come down or not?
Well, I think he likes it if I go down.
Yeah. No, there.
I think he's excited now.
Yeah.
But I think he's scared shitless, kind of the same way I am.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea what my address is going to be when I get off the plane.
Yeah.
I have no idea if he's even going to, like, he says he'll be there, but I have no idea if he's even going to be there. Can you imagine? That would suck. Getting off the fucking plane and then being like, okay, I've got nowhere to go and no boyfriend to pick me up.
Yeah.
That would, oh my God, I'm going to cry. What if it happens?
That's okay. You can just call back in here and we'll take care of you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Listen, you know what was funny is as I'm driving in here, I'm driving to work this morning, and I get this phone call, and I can see that it's coming from area like plus 44. And that's England, right?
Yes.
This guy's calling me with this British accent, and he's like, we're calling from a radio show, and we want to know what's going on in L.A. on the eve of the Oscars. You know, I mean, do you feel it in the street? I told him, I said, there's really nothing going on. You don't feel shit here, you know?
Totally.
They just close off Hollywood Boulevard, and that's about it, you know?
Oh, my God. I was supposed to work that event.
Yeah?
Yes. Bartend it.
Oh,
but wow. I was like, nope, I'm actually giving you my 2 weeks' notice. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm gone. Yeah, fuck you.
Like,
all right. We're going to take a short break so we can bring the guest in. So we'll just give you a little taste of Sam and Susie.
Previously on Sam and Susie in the Morning.
And then we go and we get in his bed.
Uh-huh.
And so we kind of start fooling around a little bit. And all of a sudden, like, he sticks his hand in my, you know, wet pussy. Like, I was wet from the pool and, like, wet from being wet. And all of a sudden, I queef. And I had never, like, I'd never had a hand
in it. For those who don't know what queefing is, it's a pussy fart.
Yes, it's a pussy fart.
Pussy fart. That's
so he sticks his hand in my pussy and I queef. So I was so mortified. Like, my face turns red and he pulls his hand out and he was like, oh my God, that was disgusting. Put your clothes on. I'm taking you home.
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning, LA Talk Radio.
ever listened to this clip that long?
I wasn't listening to it.
You weren't listening to
what
it.
What was it?
No, just this one, the music right now, you know? Anyway, good morning.
Morning.
Please introduce yourself.
My name's Lindsay.
Lindsay, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Beautiful woman, isn't
gorgeous.
She?
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah, very striking looking.
I woke up at like 4 this morning to look like this, though.
Really? Why did you get up?
I haven't showered in 3 days, and I woke up like half an hour before I had to be here.
Yeah, you see, on the radio, it doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah.
They've got a face for radio, right?
Don't we all? You know?
Except for Lindsay here.
Yeah.
I know. So, I obviously don't.
Yeah. So, Lindsay, are you from L.A.?
No, I'm actually from Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Wisconsin.
A cheesehead.
Yep, I'm a cheesehead.
Yeah.
I've never understood that. I mean, I guess I do, but that's awful. The people that run around wearing the cheese blocks on their head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really.
Yeah. Well,
and you know, it's
I
funny
didn't realize
actually,
what you were saying.
Cheesehead.
They actually make baby cheeseheads.
Oh,
with a little strap to stick under their necks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So we're in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee?
Appleton.
Appleton. Well, I don't know where that is.
It's about 20 minutes south of Green Bay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So you grew up with snow and ice and all that
and
stuff.
And cheeseheads.
Yeah.
And cheeseheads,
yep.
too. And beer, too, right?
Lots of beer.
Yeah, lots of beer. What beer do they make there? Like Colt 45 or something?
No.
Or?
No, they have like Milwaukee's best, like Beast beer.
Yeah, like we don't even get it here.
Like the beer that they don't even get here.
And so when did you move to L.A.?
I moved here like 7 months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're pretty new.
She's a freshie.
Yeah, pretty fresh.
She is. And so what were you doing in Wisconsin before you moved here?
Well, I went to college.
Yeah.
And then I tried to move away. And then an ex-boyfriend made me move back to Wisconsin.
Here we go with the boyfriends again. How did he make you?
Well, him and like my parents kind of convinced me that it was time to settle down. And at this point, I'm like 23, 24. And
no way.
That was a good idea. You know, and like I have a twin sister and she was getting married and all my friends are married and have like babies. And it's just like the Wisconsin way. Like everybody, you know, gets married and settles down. So
are you identical twins?
No, fraternal.
Oh, okay. But do you look alike?
We look like sisters.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay. Yeah, because my wife has a twin as well, but they look exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And they're not identical, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Sometimes they can't even recognize each other in a picture, believe it or not.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ever like swapped her accidentally?
No, not quite. But I fantasize about it. No, I'm kidding.
Sam!
I'm kidding.
Naughty boy.
Yeah. So so you went to college where? In Wisconsin?
Yep, in Wisconsin. I went to UW Oshkosh, like Oshkosh Bagosh.
Yes.
Have you guys ever heard of that? Like the little kids' clothing?
Yeah.
That everybody's worn like the bib overalls and the ridiculous like
I used to
railroad
wear them.
Stripe.
Yes, I had those. Oh my God. I looked so cute in those motherfuckers.
Yeah. And then it was like in high school, everybody tried to bring them back out and it just didn't happen. It just wasn't happening.
I had a pair in seventh grade as well. Oh, no.
Yeah, and you still haven't grown up.
Shut up. So, about you, Lindsay.
So you went to college, and then, so that was going away to college, and then your boyfriend asked you to go back, to move back?
Well, I went to college, and then when I graduated, I told him when we started dating, when I graduated, I'm like, I'm absolutely not going to date you, because when I graduate from college, I'm leaving Wisconsin. I'm getting, like, the hell out of here. It's
really?
Freezing. I hate it. It's cold. Like, you can't do anything outside for, like, 8 months of the year.
Yeah, so. But I would think you don't know any better growing up in that, right? So it's like, but I guess you never get used to that cold, huh?
No, never. Yeah. Never. Like the negative 25 where your skin freezes when you like stick your finger outside.
Yeah.
You don't get used to that.
Yeah, wow.
You lose a finger.
Susie, have you ever seen any deeper eyes than Lindsay's? I mean,
they're
this is
absolutely
like amazing.
Stunning. They actually kind of look like my boyfriend's.
Oh.
We probably have cute babies.
Yeah, let's check.
Hey! Keep your hands off my boyfriend. That's what I said to him the first time I met him. I was like, I looked him up and down. I was like, you'll do.
Yeah.
He's like, for what? And I was like, for babies. And he was like, we're hot together.
Yeah. You got to make sure. You got to do that. I mean, you got to make sure they look, you know.
Oh, totally.
Think about that.
So what's your background? Is it German or something? Because I know in Wisconsin, there's a lot of German people,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, mostly German.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
You see, I know that.
In Israel, there are a lot of Jews too, Sam.
Yeah, I know. But I used to know someone who was from Germantown. I don't know if you've heard of that. But yeah, I mean, the name says it all.
That's where I'm from, Germantown.
Really?
Yeah, that's where all the Germans come from.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're from
Germantown. We don't come from Germany anymore. We just come from Germantown.
Yeah, wow. I remember I went there once. Summer and we went to a wedding, so I put on a suit and I started getting so hot and sticky, you know, from the humidity there, that I remember I like just stormed out of the house just to get out and get some air, and it was even worse outside.
Oh no.
And no air conditioning, no nothing, you know. Yeah. And I was going out of my mind, so the summer was not pleasant there either.
It's so humid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Get sweaty.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah. Like it's crazy because you'll go into work and they'll be like, oh, you just showered, and you're like, no, just sweating a little bit.
Yeah.
Just glowing.
Yeah. Can you imagine, Susie, can you imagine yourself there not taking a shower for 3 days?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, and I was like, Daniel's going to be listening to the replay and being like, oh, she's nasty, like, dirty whore. Like, she's not fucking showering for 3 days. But when it's cold, like, it doesn't really matter that much.
No.
You know, you throw a hat on, fixes your hat hair, you layer some makeup on top of the makeup from the day before, and you're...
Yeah, but what about between your legs? I mean, it probably gets, like, sweaty and sticky there and stuff. Susie? No.
I air it out.
No, do you?
Yes.
Lindsay's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Oh, no, that's why now girls don't cross their legs as much, because they don't have to shower as much.
Oh, really?
As long as you don't cross your legs and it doesn't get all heat and like moist in there, you're good.
Wow.
For a couple days. See, that's what she's been doing. She's been doing that the whole time. Did you notice? She never has
exactly.
Yeah, or walk around without underwear.
Well, my legs are, I never cross because I have a hip problem, and so it's very easy for me to keep my legs spread, and it's very hard for me to keep them closed. I have very loose
Susie joints. Doesn't really cross her legs, right? You never do.
Sometimes.
Do you?
Yes.
I've never seen you cross your legs.
Well, bullshit. We always sit at a table.
Yeah, that's true. So you're getting a gift today.
I am?
Yes.
My bikini wax?
Yes, you're going to get your Brazilian.
It's about fucking time. Okay. Thanks.
I figured we'll give you a departing gift or something, you know?
Oh, man, I feel bad for the people that are going to do that because I haven't showered in 3 days.
Maybe they'll soap you up down there for a little bit.
Oh, no.
Just cleanse the area.
That's so wrong.
I know. I mean, can you imagine, like, what if you...
They got to get their face right down in there, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, do you think a lot of women go to the gynecologist without showering first or something? I mean, wouldn't that be, like, the worst experience for the gynecologist?
Oh,
they probably see that all the time, huh?
Or just a guy in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should call my grandfather and ask him.
Yeah. That's right. He's a...
He's a gyno.
He's a G.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a G. Yeah. Oh, that would be so mean, my last day, putting my poor grandfather on the radio.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Let's do it.
No, I don't think so. So you have one sister? Do you have any other brothers or sisters?
I have an older sister, too.
Do you?
Yep.
So it's all girls?
3 years. Yeah, it's all girls.
Really?
All 3 girls. And it's crazy because my mom actually has a twin, too. So,
really?
But she's identical. So they look exactly alike. And her twin had 3 boys.
Wow.
So I was like, 3 girls, 3 boys.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Wow.
Twins are supposed to like skip a generation or something.
Yeah, they don't in my family. We have like 5 or 6 sets.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
That's a lot.
I know. Like one of me or my sisters is supposed to have twins. I'm praying to God it's not me, but I know it will be just because I'm the only one that doesn't want twins.
Really?
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I nanny for a couple families. Actually, yesterday was my last day with Skylar and Bowie.
Oh.
It was so freaking sad. We went down to Santa Monica.
So do they understand you're not coming back?
No.
They don't understand?
No.
How old are they again?
3 and 7 months.
Yeah, they don't understand.
The 3-year-old kind of sensed something was wrong. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. As I'm crying and like I'm giving the biggest hug and kiss, I'm like, kiss me harder. Kiss me, you fool. I'm like, I want tongue. But and then I returned my baby seat. So like driving home, I was like, this is sweet. I was like, I can pick up guys now.
Yeah.
Because like before I had the baby seat and like, oh my God, yeah. But so anyway, so having twins, I've been nannying for just like one baby, and that's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
One on each tit, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't have to be like that. But I mean, still, you know, I mean, I'm seeing people with one baby and their life changes forever. You know? Yeah. So you really want to be... So I salute you, Susie, for taking the birth control. She decided she's going to go out on the limb here.
I actually was going the last 4 or 5 months with, like, kind of taking it, and then not taking it, and then kind of taking it, and then not taking it. So
it's really effective
yeah,
that way.
It doesn't work very well that way.
No, definitely yeah. not. Definitely not.
Yeah. So how is it with guys here? I mean, do you find it easy to meet good guys and stuff?
Easy to meet good guys?
Yeah, good guys.
easy to meet guys in general, but good guys, not so much.
No, huh?
Yeah, I've ran into quite a few of the crazy ones, I think. But apparently here, most of them are, so.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think LA deserves this reputation it has?
Yeah.
Like a lot of phony people and shit?
I mean, well, no and yes. Because, I mean, there's a lot of really good people here.
Right.
It's
there
just,
definitely are.
With most people here, it's like you have to get beyond that point where they're going to actually really trust you as a person.
Right.
Other than just, like, trying to backstab you and bitch slap you and,
and get in your pants
and get in your pants and have sex with you and then just like kick you out the door next day.
Yeah. So you've run into a couple of these.
Yeah, I've run into a couple crazy guys. It was really crazy because when I first moved here last June, I was here for like, I think a month and a half, and I just took off. I was like, I want to party, I want to get crazy, I want to get fucked up for like a month and a half. And then
you needed to meet Susie at the time.
And then
she would have shown you around.
Yeah. Well, it was crazy because then I started dating this guy, and we just get fucked up like all day long, and then I ended up breaking my leg at his house.
Oh, ankle. No.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding you. I have like 7 screws and an 8-inch plate in my leg. I have a huge scar like Frankenstein.
At home?
Yeah.
This happened at home?
It happened at his house.
Wow.
I know.
How did it happen?
Yeah. I mean, what is it? Like a crazy position or something?
Close. It was like, you know, one of those sex swings? Have you ever seen
oh
those?
Oh, my God.
Yes. They have like the bandage or they have like, it's like one chain and then you can like twist around on it.
Right, yes.
Well,
right.
He had gotten it like a year ago from one of his friends for a birthday present.
Yeah.
And my girlfriends would always come over to the house because we'd have huge parties all the time this summer. And we're like, put it up. It'd be fucking awesome, you know? Mm-hmm. So I actually got this job.
I can see where this is going. Yeah. Go ahead.
And he calls me. He's like, stop over after work. And I'm like, okay. He's like, I have a big surprise for you. And I get home and he's in his bedroom in this swing, like swinging around doing like 360s, like, you know, upside down. So I think, oh, let's be smart and, you know, just test it out, see if it works, see if it'll hold both of us.
Right.
So I go up to lift my legs up and the whole thing came out of the fucking ceiling. Not
oh,
even
my
joking
God.
You.
Oh, Jesus.
So I fell to the ground. He fell on top of me and with the swing and the ceiling.
Oh,
and the ceiling
shit.
Too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I couldn't walk for 4 months.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did he stay with you through the 4 months of
yeah,
not walking?
Oh yeah, well it was actually, he was really great about it because he moved me into his house, he like had his girlfriend take care of me for 4 months, it was fucking awesome, I didn't have to do shit.
Yeah.
So, I even laid out in my bikini with my cast on, so it was kind of great.
Yeah, so wait a minute, what do you mean with his girlfriend? Were you not
a
going
female
out
friend.
With him?
His wife?
Yeah. No, like, no, yeah, no, she
like
she
a female,
his girlfriend.
A female
no, no, like
friend.
A female friend. Like,
oh,
when,
I see.
Like his
okay.
best friend
female
that's
friend.
A girl.
You
yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
it. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So what
that's
were you?
So hysterical.
It was like, welcome to California.
What did you tell your parents?
Well, I told my parents it was a porch swing. But it was so funny because my twin sister
porch swing, yeah, with the ceiling falling off.
I know.
I love that's a good recovery. Very good recovery.
Oh geez, and my sister got married 3 weeks after I broke my ankle, so I had to
gimp down the aisle.
Well, I actually had a wheelchair. It was that bad. And I have these like crazy pictures. And so all my cousins and my sisters know it's a sex swing, so they're giggling when like my aunts are like, oh my God, I feel so bad for you, and they're laughing and they're like, it's not funny. Funny, and so, but it, apparently, you know, it was very funny because none of the older people knew what really happened. So
wow! So did
but
you
I know
really?
Now.
So did you really like crush your leg?
Yeah, I like shattered. It's called a spiral fracture. I like broke my fibula. It like cracked down
oh,
into
fuck.
My ankle.
Oh,
like
my God.
Cracked. Yeah, it was pretty gross.
Wow,
my ankle
nasty,
was like off to
huh?
the side. I was like, I think I might have broke my ankle.
Oh my God.
Jeez, oh.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Well, and then we went to the hospital and I waited for 3.5 hours in the emergency room. They're like, oh, you're not dead. You're not dying. You can just wait. So.
I know. Isn't that like pathetic with the emergency rooms? I mean, it always happens.
I had this one. It. I got stabbed in the side with a Riedel crystal wine glass by an ex-boyfriend.
Oh my
and
God.
Like my guts were like falling out of my fucking side.
What?
Yeah. He wanted to watch the Red Sox. I wanted to watch the presidential debate. It got ugly. He stabbed me with the wine glass. Minor detail.
Yeah. So, that's the short version of
so
it.
So we're at the fucking emergency room. There's no one else in the emergency room except for us. And the doctor is visibly standing back there watching the Red Sox game. Like, not taking me in for like an hour and a half. I finally went back there and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? I was like, look at this shit. And then my boyfriend's like, can you do some lipo like while you're in there? Because like my fat cells were like falling out.
Oh, God.
You know when you like dissect a frog and biology and they've got the yellow fat cells?
Yeah.
It was like seriously spilling out of my side.
Oh my God, Susie, that's disgusting.
I know.
Wow. What'd you do? You just held your guts in your hands?
Yeah.
Really?
Luckily I was drunk, so I didn't really care. Oh my God.
Wow, what a
story. But yeah, emergency rooms are awful.
Yeah, they're so bad. Well, and then I was there again this Sunday. I don't know.
Yeah, like so casually. Well, was there Sunday?
No. She goes there for fun.
Yeah, I just go there for fun. No, Sunday night, have you guys ever heard of the bar called Crown Bar?
Yes.
It's like...
Yes.
It's,
yeah, Susie did.
So I was meeting...
New York Times, like hot place to go.
Yeah. So I was meeting my girlfriend there, and I'm trying to text her, and I'm pulling up, and I see all these ambulance and fire trucks and everything like that, and my friend texts me, and he's like... She just got hit by a cab. I was like, what? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Wow.
So I run up the road. There she is laying in the middle of the street. A cab hit her in the crosswalk in front of the Crown Bar. Yeah, not even kidding. It was crazy.
Really?
She like smashed her face in, or her teeth were like all like smashed in. She broke her leg. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
So I rode in the ambulance back and I'm like, oh, I hate this fucking hospital. I was like, they suck here. But they took her right away. I was like, apparently hers was a little bit worse than my broken ankle on a sex swing. But
Oh, the poor thing.
Yeah.
So, what happened? Did you ever get to use that swing?
No, I saw a couple other people use it.
Yeah?
But, yeah.
You watched them?
I mean, I was
kind of... naughty thing.
No, there's a story. Okay. let's go back.
Well, no, he was actually smart about it because after it fell out, then he put it over the bed. So then that
what
way
was
if it
over
fell
before?
Out. It's just the ground.
Just the living room?
Well, it was in the bedroom, like in the corner. Just
I would never hang something like that from the ceiling. I mean, people are heavy, you know? I mean, what the fuck? There's no way the ceiling can hold you.
Yeah, unless there's like a beam. You've got to find some kind of beam to like screw
still,
it into.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed
so
to
then,
do.
Yeah, but then you're hanging on the screw, you know? I mean, it's not safe. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. But at any rate, so what's going on there? I mean, so you were like an orgy or something? Or
No.
You were viewing people?
No.
There was a viewing.
No. No, I just, I'd seen a couple of people use like, I'd like walk in the room. I'd be like, oh, okay, I'm going to go back out this way.
Really?
But, and for me, it was like, I'm crawling, you know, dragging my leg because I can't walk at this point. Right. So I'm like, hey guys, okay, looks like you're getting good use out of it at least, you know?
Yeah.
But at that time, he was having construction done on his house. So he had, like, one of the big black construction workers, like, put it up and swing around on it and, like, show us that it was safe. It was safe then.
Yeah.
But I actually myself never got to use it again because then we ended up breaking up, like, right when my leg recovered. And then I never went back over there.
Well, maybe the next boyfriend will get
to it. I know. That's what I was kind of hoping.
I mean, did you want to use it, actually?
Yeah.
See what it's like?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
It's awesome, huh?
Speaking of which,
You just sit there, like, with your legs spread and everything, right?
No, you can do, like, all these crazy things. And they have, like, harnesses to put your feet in. And
right.
You're, like,
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you're like in stirrups or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds Susan. Amazing.
I mean, know. It is. It is. It
there's no better view than that for me. Just to see it all spread in front of you, you know?
Yeah, you should see when the guys put the straps on your feet. It's kind of crazy. But.
Oh, no, that's gay.
Oh, man.
Their balls just flapping around. Oh
like
my
hanging
God.
Around.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to put his balls in my mouth. What? Sorry. I just had a visual.
You totally objectify this guy.
I got one too.
Do you think he minds being objectified?
I don't know. I don't know
I
him.
Think I asked him that, but I think I was drunk and I don't remember the answer.
Yeah. I don't know, Susie. I don't know. What do you think about her going to Australia? I mean, she's become like a famous star now. Everybody loves her. Nobody wants her to go. And she's going for a guy. And don't believe her about the school.
Going for school.
Okay.
I'm 26 years old. I'm almost... It's my birthday in 3 weeks. Can I get a happy birthday?
You don't have to keep rationalizing it. I mean, I'm just letting her know what's going on.
So how long have you been dating this guy?
I physically knew him for 8 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were going to have babies and get married on the first night.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
I don't know.
She's like, okay.
I mean, that's not a bad idea. I mean, then, you know, then you're stuck with him forever and he can't leave you. Or
exactly.
Like, you know. You gotta pin him down somehow.
What if she wants him to leave her?
Well, then you just kill a kid, you know? I mean, it's that simple.
Mm. Exactly.
You know? Yeah. I heard people do that, actually, over in China. Don't they do that?
Shoot the kids?
No, like, drown them. If they have a girl first, they'll, like, get rid of the girl because you're supposed to have a son first or something crazy
That. They used to do that. I don't know if they do it a lot anymore.
I'm sure they still do.
But
yeah, but it turns out I would have fucked myself royally because if I had gotten pregnant and I got sent, I had to come back over here to, like, you know, wrap up my life here. If I had gotten pregnant, I wouldn't have passed the physical because you have to have all these x-rays and stuff to go back over.
No way.
I wouldn't have passed the physical because I wouldn't have been able to get the x-rays because I would have had a baby, a bun in the oven. Then I would have been stuck here pregnant by myself and he would have been stuck there.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, so thank fucking God.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
So now you realize if you take a while and really think about things that you do.
Shush.
Can you tell I'm still making her not go? I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm trying my plane leaves like tomorrow at midnight.
Oh my God.
But I'm already really excited. My girlfriend Lena and Christy are meeting me at the airport at 7:30. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't have to be at the airport until like 10. But we're going to get wasted at the airport.
I'm sure.
Nice.
That's so unlike you, Susie.
How long is the flight?
I think it's 14 hours to Brisbane and then an hour and a half to Cairns.
So you could get like drunk and then sober up and then get drunk again and then sober up and then...
Exactly.
She never sobers up.
My blood is just like booze running through it. Coursing through my veins.
What about you, Lindsay? You like to drink?
Yeah, I do like to drink.
Yeah?
I'm a big wine drinker. I like
Me
wine.
Too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is with women and wine. You
feel sexier when you're drinking it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. The glass and everything.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even need to get ready before you go out and you just have wine. You're like, oh, I look good.
Really?
That might just be because after you drink a lot of them, kind of everyone looks good.
Last night, I got rid of the glass and I just had a jug of wine that I was just drinking out of. Actually, you know what I had last night? I had a wine float.
A wine float with ice cream in it?
Really? With ice cream.
What was that like?
It was really fucking good.
Really?
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's like ice cream, you love it. Wine, you love it. Why not make a wine float? So I was drinking a wine float. It actually tasted like a raspberry, like frozen yogurt or something. So you have to try that sometime.
Yeah, I will have to try that.
Absolutely divine.
I want one right now.
I know. I have some wine in the fridge. Do you have a wine opener in your purse?
No, you know, actually, I did have one yesterday in my purse, but I don't have one today.
And I left my purse in the car, and I actually think I left my wine opener somewhere else.
Yeah. You got to take the bottle with you, though. I mean, it's been here forever waiting for you.
Oh, I'll bring it with me.
Yeah. $2.
That's the one thing that's not getting left.
Yeah. I'm leaving you, Sam. I'm leaving this radio station, but I'm not leaving the wine.
Yeah, there you go.
At least I have my priorities straight.
That's right.
Yeah. And you're leaving right at the right time, too. For those who haven't heard, I don't know if you've ever listened to 97.1, like there's a talk station in LA and stuff. You know, Tom Likas and...
people really like that show.
Adam Carolla. And, they're going off the air as far as talk radio.
Oh, wow.
Why?
So we're the next game in town. Because they can't make money. They were like number 27 of all LA stations.
Ooh.
Yeah. And, but you see, in my opinion, you don't go and you stop having a talk station. You just get new shows, you know? Because, I mean, there is a need for that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now is LA Talk Radio, Susie.
Mm-hmm.
Next time you come back,
mm-hmm.
you'll go, oh, man.
I never should have left.
Yeah.
Oh, Sam, will you take me back?
We'll always take you back, Susie.
Just think of all the new adventures I'll have to talk about.
I'm sure. But you'll have to call in sometimes.
Dude, I'll totally call in.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
What is the time change over there? Like
technically 6 hours. Well, like 18 hours. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. but technically 6 hours. Like right now, what day is it today? Today is Thursday. It's Friday over there.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's like 18 hours ahead there, right?
But it's...
That's crazy.
6 hours earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
Where I'm going to be. It's like...
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's only like 5 hours difference for Sydney, but because I'm up in the tropics, I don't know.
So you could call in like when you're still out or something.
Yeah, it'll be like,
like morning.
It's 3 a.m. when it's 9 a.m. Yeah.
How can it be 5 hours in Sydney when it's 3 to Hawaii?
I have no idea. I just know that
doesn't
it
make
is.
Sense to
well,
me.
Well, there is like a whole ocean in between there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Ocean
so maybe,
in China.
I like
and
her.
So maybe that's why it's a little bit different.
But, yeah. You know. I don't know. But
I don't know
do you think you're going to talk like them eventually?
I don't know. Because I know that I was making
accent.
Fun of... I was making... Not making fun of it, but, you know, when I was imitating my friend Phil that I met in Fiji, I was like... He says, you reckon it's fake, mate? And he... He has since yelled at me so many times, being like, do not fucking imitate me, especially on your radio show, ever again. He's like, you make me sound like an asshole, and that is not what I sound like. Like, I do not. I was like, I sound pretty good. You reckon it's fake?
But it's cool to sound like an American when you're in a place where there's accent. When I lived in South Africa, everybody was talking like the same, and then I was, you know, with the American accent, more or less.
Let's American?
Say. Yes, exactly.
You mean your Jew accent?
Yeah, fuck you. Okay, but to them it sounds American, okay?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Daniel, having his proper English accent, he's constantly correcting the way I speak.
Really?
Because I'm like, oh, baby, I was like, will you bring me this or take me here? And I still can't remember what it is, but fetch. It's like bring and take. Yeah. I'm just going to say fetch from now on.
Yeah, exactly. Fetch you.
Hey, will you fetch my camera?
Right.
Thank you.
Exactly. Chop, chop. And let's go back to the flat.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Flat is an apartment. And yeah, they got all these things that they
in Australia. Yeah. If I say I'm going to the hotel, that means the bar. Hotels are bars.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I don't know what hotels are, but
well, see, I was just thinking like going to hotels a lot, just in general, like rooms, just going to hotels.
But, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you traveled, Lindsay?
Yeah, a little bit, like all over the U.S. and like Mexico and places like that. But I haven't been over.
Yeah.
Over.
Well, you're still young. You got plenty of time. I mean, shit. Yeah. You know, I'd give anything. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're my age.
What I wouldn't give. Susie, what would I give to be 26?
You've never said that to me.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
I said I'd give my left testicle to be 26 again.
No, you usually say like 22 or 23.
Oh, no.
Or 20.
I'll take
26. You've never said 26.
No, well, I'm saying 26 now. I mean, you know, it's like the 20s are like the best, right? I mean, you get fucked up all the time. Yeah. You have no care for anything. You just kind of like roll with the punches, you know? Like you going to fucking Australia. Like a Rolling Stone.
The only thing sucks is you're always broke in your 20s.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
It's like you can never get ahead. You're always broke. Something happens.
Yeah, because you put all your energy into partying and shit.
Why is it that when you're broke, it's like your car will get towed?
Yeah. Your car gets towed. You get a parking ticket. Yep. You get, pulled over or something.
Or a $500 ticket for throwing something out the window.
Yeah. I actually, you know, it's pretty funny. I was driving through, I was in Huntington Beach like a couple days ago, and I was smoking. And I threw my cigarette out the window, and this lady chased me down.
No.
She chased me down, and she banged on my window at the stoplight, and she's like, you fucking threw your cigarette out. And I'm like, oh, my God. She's like, it's going to go in the fucking ocean. She's yelling at me. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And she's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, you're right, I'm not. And I yelled back at her. But I was trying to be nice about it, but she just like... was like, you're going to kill the animals, like, type of... I was like, well, go back and pick it up then. It won't be in the ocean.
And people always have to say something, you know?
I mean,
what fucking business is that of yours, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like when I spilled that Starbucks, I told you when... did I tell you about this?
I don't know.
Yeah, I returned a rental car, and I was standing in line. I had a Starbucks. I put it on the suitcase, and it fell and spilled on the floor. So I'm like looking for, how am I going to clean this? How am I going to wipe this off? And I don't know. So I'm just like walking away. Right? You know, I mean, what the fuck am I going to do? I have no paper towels or anything.
Ask for a paper towel, asshole.
So this woman is like, I figured, look, there's people wiping the floor. They have mops and shit. You know, they'll
tell them you momentarily. Spilled it and to come fucking
That's
mop
their
it.
Fucking job. I mean, look, the thing is, no. I really, look, I'm really conscious. I mean, I hate people that leave their mess for other people to pick up. Definitely.
That's exactly what you did.
Well, but that's the thing is that I didn't have the means to clean it.
It was your fucking pant leg.
Fuck you, okay? So I'm walking away, and this woman is like, are you going to leave it like this?
You did it in front of people?
Yeah, I mean, she was standing right behind me.
Oh, well, there she has to walk through it.
No, she didn't. I mean, it was just off to the side, okay?
Oh, Sam.
But no, Susie, I really didn't know what to do at that point. I had a plane to catch and all this shit. I don't know. I mean, so at any rate, so she's like, are you going to leave it like this? So I'm like, I stopped in my tracks, and I'm turning around. I said, are you talking to me?
Oh, no,
said,
you didn't.
I said, what is it? I said, do you have a problem?
You know? You are such a prick.
So she's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, I have a problem. I said, why? I said, do us both a favor. Why don't you keep your opinion to yourself? And, you know, at first I told her, I said, I don't have to wipe this. She's like, oh, go to the bathrooms and something and get some paper towels.
Uh-huh.
I said, you know what? I said, this is none of your business. And why don't you keep this to yourself? And I walked away.
You were
and
in
she
the
kept
wrong.
On saying something.
You were wrong.
You think so?
You were totally wrong.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
It's not my fucking job. I mean, they have people there to clean it, and they have the tools to clean it
with. At the rental car place?
Yeah. I mean, don't you think they have like people that clean up, like the maids and shit?
No.
You know? Yeah,
they come in late night.
Like the cleaning people.
They come in like at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but what happens if someone spills something?
You know, what if someone comes in and they're blind and they slip on your fucking Starbucks? Next thing you know, there's a lawsuit. You should have gone to the bathroom and cleaned it up.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Shame on you, Sam. Okay.
I felt I was in the right, but I don't think it was her right to say anything because, you know, fuck her. I don't know her.
She had to step in it.
She did not. You weren't there.
If you had a dog, you wouldn't pick the shit up. You'd be like, it's not my problem. It's not my lawn.
And you know
it's
what?
It's not my lawn.
That's exactly why I don't have a dog. I love dogs, but, you know.
I'll be damned
if I'm going to pick up shit. I hate shit so much. I'm not even going to go near it. And, yeah, so that's why I won't have a dog. You know?
Oh, my God.
I can't believe. You know, it's like I see the people on my street walking their dogs, and they're just like bending down with that bag of theirs, picking up that, you know, that hot piece of shit. You know? You know how it's warm when it comes out? You know, when it's really cold, it starts steaming there, you know? And to pick that shit up, man. And then where the fuck are you going to throw it? You know?
In garbage. Like,
yeah, which garbage? At home? No, so you have to go outside and throw it, and it's like,
well, you're usually
my God.
Outside walking it, and there's usually like a public trash right there.
No, yeah. There isn't.
You know, they're good hand warmers, though. I've seen people. People will be walking their dogs at night, and they're like, "Oh, my hands are cold," and they're like, "Oh, sweet, you shit."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, keep my hands warm with dog shit.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Maybe somebody can come out with that or something, like a heated, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or you can get a pooper scooper so you don't even have to bend down.
Yeah,
but then you look really geeky.
You're carrying around a scooper walking.
You look like an asshole.
You can just hire somebody to walk behind you and just pick it up for you, maybe.
There you go.
That's a great idea.
I mean, you go to Home Depot and there's like 100, you know, Mexican people there. I'm sure one of them would be willing to walk with you for an hour, like $5. Yeah. I mean,
absolutely. Why not?
Can you imagine walking your dog in a Mexican a few feet behind you? Went to pick up the shit. That's a good one.
We are all going to hell.
I know. I think so.
In a hand.
That's so funny.
And actually, my best friend, she's Mexican, so we always joke around about like Mexican jokes. And once in a while, I'll throw out the spick word, and then she doesn't really like that though. She doesn't like the spick word.
So. Yeah. No, they don't like it. But racism is alive and well. Let me tell you. Yeah.
But I thought that gringo was a term for Mexicans for the longest time.
No, yeah, I didn't know like that it dirty was white me. Person or something.
Yes. Yeah, that's what they call you.
And I would always call them gringo, and they're like, they would just laugh at me. And I'm like, what? And then one day, someone like told me, they're like, Susie, you're the gringo. You're like, oh. I was like, what? It's like, no, I guess
I'm not a gringo.
I'm not a gringo.
So, what's your T-shirt about today, Susie? You're talking about Manet and Monet.
I don't know. What's it mean to you?
Oh, Manet for lovers, Monet for others.
Yes.
I don't see the difference. In fact, I know they're both painters, but I don't know the difference. One is an expressionist, one is impressionist,
well, then,
whatever.
You already know more about the shirt than I do, because really? I just found it at Barney's and liked it. And it always
I was like, I didn't even know those were words.
What? yeah, I have no idea what it means.
Yeah, Manet and Monet were major painters.
I know they were painters. But it's really funny because a lot of like intellectual people are just like, oh, wow, I love that shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's and it's like, great. Yeah, right. And I'm like,
well,
yeah.
Maybe they do get it.
I'm like, know? Isn't it really deep?
And we're too stupid to get it.
But I'll tell you, all my really smart friends are just like, that's amazing.
Really?
So profound. And I'm like, uh-huh, that's deep like me.
Yeah, yeah.
Deep in my vagina.
I know. I actually have one of the quotes from like the Bible on my MySpace page, and I'll always get like the really big churchgoers that are like, "Oh my God, I love God," and I'm like, "Oh, I just have it on there because I kind of like the saying." Yeah. I'm like, "You too," and then you get the people. Do you ever get the people when you're like walking in the street and they're like running up to you with like their Bible and their things. And they're like, "Come to my church, come to my church." And I mean, you know, like I believe in God.
I tell them
and
I'm a Scientologist.
Kind of right. I actually used to live across from the Scientology Museum, that big, huge castle one.
Inside there.
Have you?
Yes.
Really?
I've heard of it. Where is it?
It's on Bronson. It's on Bronson and Franklin, like on the corner of it?
Franklin, yes.
Oh, in Hollywood, yes. There.
Yeah, over okay. in Hollywood.
Remember when I got to go and run the Celebrity Scientology Gala?
Right.
So oh, my
it was
God.
There?
Wow.
There?
Yes.
Oh.
It was really crazy.
Did you see
Tomcat? Tomcat was not there, but... Vinny was there. John Travolta.
Ah.
Vinny Barbarino.
Yes. Yeah. I had to fire someone because they were like, hey, Vinny. I'm like, you get the fuck out of my event.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was like the funnest show, you know?
Oh, man.
Welcome back, Cotter. You know, it's before your time. Before both of your time.
But, I don't know what you're talking about.
But, yeah. Well, so where do you think the name Vinny comes from? It's Vinny Barbarino. That was his character on Welcome Back, Cotter.
I knew that, but I'd never seen the show.
Oh, you've never seen it.
Yes.
It was pretty funny shit. It really was in the 70s. Yeah. So you bought 26, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Wow.
You're not Jewish, are you?
No.
No, she's German. She just said that.
well, they are German Jews.
That's right. Yeah.
Wine
but they don't get eyes this deep, let me tell you.
No.
You
really?
Know? Yeah. Your eyes are almost white. I mean,
they're very, very light. I actually scare young children sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, like at the beach.
You should be like an eye model or something, no?
An eye model.
Yeah. No,
they have those. I heard they make really good money, too.
Really?
You kind of have a vague resemblance to Nikki Hilton.
I do get that sometimes.
When she has her
dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, kind of, yeah. Wow.
No, actually, I was out at Villa the other night, and this girl swore to God that I was Lindsay Lohan's little sister, Allie.
Oh, no.
And so she was, like, buying me shots.
Really?
Like, I was, like, totally eating it up. I was like, sweet, shots. Because apparently, like, she's got the dark hair and the light.
Yeah, actually, you know, I could see that, too.
Yeah, so I thought it was pretty great. I was totally using it to my advantage.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I mean, what about it? Have you done any modeling and stuff? I mean,
yeah, I have. Yeah. I have, actually. I have done. I still do it a little bit, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And have you been in any, like, pageants or anything? Or?
I've never done the pageant thing.
Thank God.
Yeah, you know, I'm from Wisconsin. I was actually, like, the tomboy in my family. I didn't even know what makeup was until I was, like, 18 years old, much less get my period until, like, I was 18 years old.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. All my friends in, like, 7th grade were like, oh, my God, I got my period again. I'm like, yeah. Me too.
Let's take a phone call real quick. Good morning. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, Sam, it's Justin from Vegas. I just wanted to say bye to Susie.
Hi, Justin. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to call and say that this is like the saddest day ever because Adam Carolla's going off the air you're going off the air.
And she's going off the air.
all at the same time. Both of my favorite radio shows are leaving. It's horrible.
I'm sorry, baby, but now you're just going to have to come visit me in Australia.
Yeah, there you go.
We can go out and we can have a naked hot tub party again.
That would be totally awesome.
Maybe I'll actually put out this time.
Yeah. We just played the queefing thing.
Oh, my goodness. How's Vegas? What's the weather like there right now?
It's fucking freezing here right now, actually.
Yeah. What the fuck? Global warming is bullshit.
It's sunny outside, but it's windy and cold. It sucks.
Yeah. That's the way it is here. It's actually nicer here. It's not windy today.
I know.
So that's pretty cool.
Have you been doing
any... Where are you actually leaving for Australia?
I'm actually leaving tomorrow at midnight.
Oh, well, awesome. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Sam, I feel bad for you that you're not going to have Susie anymore.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people are feeling bad for me. I'm very sad today. But listen, the thing is, all things come to an end, you know, and you have to move on and stuff. But but listen, we're going to have great shows here, so don't worry about it. It's not going to be Susie,
okay, cool.
but it'll be a different show, you know. But
I'll keep tuning in, Sam, because I
awesome.
Like you. I think you're funny.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Justin.
And I love that you curse, like, every third word.
Yeah. I know. It's because I can, you know? There you go.
Most of our shows are just like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
I know.
It's about vagina and balls and whatever.
There you go. Yeah. No redeeming value whatsoever.
Nothing.
Yes.
It's redeeming to me, Sam. It's redeeming to me.
Awesome. Justin, thanks for saying that. You're awesome.
Yeah, and no problem, man.
All right.
I'm sorry that I don't know who your guest is, but she sounds really pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty and she's fun. Yeah.
Thank you.
Can I do a hot tub party, too?
I just wanted to say bye and tell you guys that I love you and that I think you guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you,
Justin.
So much. Love you, too.
You just made our day for sure.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
That
Bye.
Was nice.
Bye.
Facebook me.
So no, with Justin, did you meet him in Vegas or did you know him before that?
No, that's a funny story because when Eric and I were going to get married in Vegas, when
you told the story.
Justin,
tell Lindsay.
Justin was a very good friend of Eric's, my ex-fiance and my one of my very dear friends still. Mm-hmm. And so Eric introduces me to Justin. Whatever, we don't get married. Like, fast forward a year and a half, I'm back in Vegas and I'm like, I really want to go out, and I think Justin has like connections to get me on a list to like Tao or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, I don't feel like doing any legwork. And I had some other people with me, and, you know, that were going to be harder to get in. So
you have those friends. That's when you have to go in earlier, and you're like,
yeah. You're like, I've got to go in at fucking 8 o'clock. Fuck. But so I called Justin. I was like, hey. I was like, do you remember me? I was like, Eric's friend. I was like, why? Can you get me on the list of Tao? Do you want to come out with us? And he's like, yeah. I was like, I don't really remember what you look like. But he comes out, and he's totally hot. You know. And I'm just like, sweet. But yeah, so it's like one of those like weird connections where you like kind of knew someone that could know someone to get you in somewhere and do all these. Yeah. But so he ended up, we ended up kind of spending the night together, and then he brought me back to my house that morning, and then we're like, it's fucking 8 in the morning. I'm like, why don't we start drinking? You know? So we start drinking. My dad and his girlfriend come home from golf, and we're all like naked in the hot tub, me and like all of our house guests.
Oh, sure.
my dad's like, what is going on? Like, where were you last night, and who is this guy? I'm like, this is Justin. And I was like, Dad, why don't you pick up some more booze, and why don't you order in sushi for all of us, because we're hungry. Thanks.
Parents are good for that, though. Like, when you're all like messed up or whatever, they're like, oh, as long as you're safe. Yeah. Totally. Whatever you need.
Yes, yes.
You're like, I can't drive, Mom. I'm drunk. It's 8. I need food. Go get it for me.
On Thanksgiving, it was hysterical because I actually wasn't drunk. I sobered up. I was drunk, and then I sobered up. My dad's girlfriend was like, you're not going to that party. I was like, yes, I am. She's like, you're drunk. I was like, I'm not drunk. You're drunk. Like, you're just projecting your drunkenness on me because you always see me drunk. But so the best is, like, my dad's like, I'll fix this. Yeah. I find him an hour later passed out in his bed. Because he was drunk too, with all the pieces to his breathalyzer and like 50 sets of batteries, like just like strewn all over the bed. And he fell asleep trying to like test it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is where I'm drawing the line. I'm just leaving.
Oh my God. That's, like, that's funny. So cute.
Let's take a little break and we'll be back right after this.
Hello. This is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger urging you to plan your vacation in California. California has some of the most beautiful water in the world, and you can enjoy it as much as you like on Tuesdays and Thursdays if your last name begins with A through L, Wednesdays and Fridays for everyone else. We have some of the most breathtaking state parks anywhere, and you will really feel like they are all yours. That's because there are no pesky park rangers to bother you. Just lock up when you leave. But the best reason for you to come to California is this one. We need your cash. Yeah, we need money and lots of it. So bring as much as you can carry and hurry. California, you'll be back. You have to. Please.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
He tried to tell her, and she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hoped to find. It'll just take a little time, just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? Though love can blind you just like a veil. He knew the price was worth the strain. There was so very much to gain. So much love was there to gain. And they flew so high that they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. Struggled on, went up and down, did right and wrong. Misunderstandings were put aside, and the gap became too wide. You cannot bridge a gap so wide. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had. Nobody to break away. Oh, they flew so high, they lifted off the ground, and they locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. In the end, there's nobody to blame. No, there's never anyone to blame. No, they flew so high, they lifted off the ground, they locked themselves away in the magic they had.
We're the alternative to boring radio.
Yes. So, thank you so much. You just made my appointment for my Bikini Wax, or your wife did. That's hysterical.
Yeah, isn't it, though? I mean, my wife is making an appointment for her to get her vagina waxed for this guy she's going to in Australia.
He's going to be so excited.
I know. Lindsay was actually just telling me outside she has never had anything waxed.
Never.
Really?
No, like not even my eyebrows right now. They probably need to be plucked pretty bad. But
no, they're
no,
great.
I've never had anything waxed.
Really? Not even a mustache?
So what do you do, shave or you just trim? Or what
just
do you
shave.
Do? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't shave. I get like ingrown hairs.
Yeah, I mean,
that happened to me one time actually, and I freaked out. I thought I had like crabs or something.
Oh my god!
And I went to the doctor, and I was like crying, and they're like, "It's just got ingrown hair. It's fine." I'm like, "Oh, thank god!"
Crabs don't go under your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've told that crab story a couple times.
That's right. You had crabs before.
Yeah, I did.
Ew!
From this stripper that was staying at my house.
Sick.
Ew!
That was disgusting. Yeah, that was a long time ago. But yeah, I mean, you want to talk about disgusted with your body? Fuck.
You know, I'm going home and washing my sheets. And
yeah.
I've had like 10 different guys sleep in the bed with like the same set of sheets. And I'm like, oh. Not like hooking up. Well, maybe one hookup, maybe one blowjob, but that was it.
Right. Or don't you hate it when you'll like have a guy sleep over and there's like something left over on the you know, the covers or something? You're like, I don't know who that's from. My roommate must have been in here.
No, well, actually, Eric came over the other day, and there were all these, like, empty condom wrappers, like, all over my room. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Susie, he's like, you have a boyfriend. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, no. Because I have a bulletin board that's all just condoms on it.
Yeah.
Colors. And we had, like, my roommate and I had watched The Young and the Restless for, like, 8 hours the night before. And we just decided to make condom balloons. So we were blowing up the condoms. It's like, well, neither of us are using these right now, so let's have some fun.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. But, you know, crabs will... they'll stick to your furniture. I mean,
carpet. That's what I heard.
Couches.
Oh my god!
You know, I mean, can you imagine, Susie? You know, it was like the worst.
It's like fucking fleas.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about it again. But one thing I didn't think about is shaving off everything. I mean, it was so like not common in the 70s. You know, to shave off.
You have to have like an exterminator come in and like spray your whole apartment. Did they do that?
Something like that. Yeah.
Kill them all.
Probably.
Oh,
I never did that.
Can we change the subject? I'm really creeped out.
Well, you see, that's what can happen when you sleep around.
But
that's
it.
The point. I didn't even sleep with her. She just left it in the fucking on the furniture.
Well, then how really? Do you know? Yeah. Could we change the subject,
okay,
please?
All right. Okay.
Oh, my God. Disgusting.
Gross.
So, Lindsay, what do you do now?
Well, currently, I'm looking for a job right now, actually.
Okay.
Just because after I broke my leg, I lost my job because I broke my leg, and I couldn't like, walk or drive or do anything for months.
Could you get disability?
What were you doing then?
I actually was running an HR and marketing department.
Cool.
Yeah, for a firm in San... Well, I have a bachelor's in marketing and a bachelor's in HR, but I don't want to do either one of them.
Really?
Just like everybody else that goes to college, and then they graduate, and they don't do anything with their degree.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty much what I'm looking for.
Yeah, but you, but you're not into business, obviously. You're more into entertainment.
Yeah. I'm more into the entertainment. Actually, right now I'm kind of doing like some of the modeling and the acting and hosting and trying to do all that kind of stuff. So
yeah. And so what made you? I mean, we go back a little bit. What made you move to California?
Well, the weather. I absolutely love the weather here. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. I love that you can like go to the beach, but yeah, you can like go to the mountains. Like it's great. Yeah. There's everything mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
But then really it was actually the ex-boyfriend. Because when I had moved home, we were going to get married. We built this beautiful house together. And then he just...
Like you really built the house?
Yeah. Yeah, we built it. Yeah, hands, everything. I was even on the roof roofing.
Oh.
Really? Yeah, like, yeah, not even kidding you. I have pictures I can show you.
That's amazing. Really? Were you wearing a tool belt?
No, I didn't have a tool belt.
Have you ever masturbated with a palm sander?
Well, that's a new one. No, I haven't done that. But I bet you the vibrations would probably be great.
Sawzall.
No, but yeah, pretty much the weather and then running away from him because we broke up and he slept with his ex-girlfriend and I was like, fuck you, I hate you.
Yeah. Ooh.
So she moved away because of a boyfriend and you're moving away also because of a boyfriend, but under different circumstances.
Right.
Yes.
Wow. What is it with boyfriends, man? They make you do crazy shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
School. I'm doing it for the school.
Why you take it too seriously?
What don't you understand about that, Sam? Okay.
Nobody believes you.
I don't. Nobody I believe you. Me. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. You also believed yourself with a baby. Was exactly a month ago.
What the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah. What were you?
So what were you? You were trying to get pregnant?
Like on the first night?
Yeah, because she fell in love with this girl, with this guy. I mean, and yeah, she wanted this baby right away.
Well, yeah, he's good looking. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
He's all right. He's all right. I'll give him that.
Can you imagine Susie with a child? I mean, there's no way.
I'm a great fucking nanny.
No, I know. That's not what I mean. What I mean is it's going to totally change your life.
I've since realized that.
It's not going to just slow you down. It'll bring you to a halt.
I was thinking if I had like a live-in permanent nanny, the nanny could just take care of the child and I can continue on with my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do.
That's what I'm going to do. But then Dan and I got in like a fight over it because I was like, we'll have like an Aboriginal nanny, you know, really cheap. He's like, we are not having an Abo nanny. And I was like, why not? And he's like, because we're not having a fucking Abo nanny. And I was like, well, what do you want, a fucking hot Swedish one? I was like, fuck you, we're not having a hot fucking Swedish nanny. And he was like, what about some nice old lady? And I was like, I could deal with that. It's a nice, like, you know, matronly woman.
And there's a lot of older women that don't have jobs and they can't get jobs. It's like the perfect job.
I know.
Be a nanny.
Yeah. I know.
You know?
That's right? True.
Totally.
Yeah.
I went on the Ferris wheel yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, in Santa Monica on the pier?
It was so cute.
Yeah, isn't it cool?
Oh, my God. I love it there.
Have you been to the pier yet?
I have. I have been to the pier. And actually, I heard somebody told me a rumor that somebody actually bought that Ferris wheel.
That Ferris wheel that's there is a replacement. There, someone actually, I think it was someone in Wisconsin, I think.
Really?
Or some weird state. Sorry.
Probably.
Some weird state.
Probably. Everybody in Wisconsin is kind of weird.
They wear cheese blocks on their heads. And yeah, someone bought the old Ferris wheel. And the new one that's up there is actually like solar powered and like energy efficient and blah, 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 blah.
Does that one have the lights too?
Yes.
It has. Oh.
Yep, it's got all the lights, but it's like energy efficient or something.
Yeah. I'll have to try it out. I haven't actually been on it. The only time I went out there, it was like freezing outside.
Even yesterday, as soon as you get up there, it was like a little cold.
Yeah.
You've got the wind blowing and everything, but you're just like, it's so beautiful.
Yeah,
it is a lot of fun out there. Kids love it there. Yeah.
I love it there.
I used to take my kids there all the time. They'd go on that submarine, you know, the submarine they have there.
I haven't been on the submarine.
No?
No.
Oh, what about the pirate ship, the big swing thing?
The dragon?
Yeah. Is it a dragon?
It's a dragon.
And some places
it's always closed when I'm there.
Really?
Oh. Because all the other rides are only open on the weekends and like during the summer. The Ferris wheel is like the main one that's always open.
Right.
And the freaking carousel was even closed yesterday. I was like, this is bullshit. I want to ride a fucking horse.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you see that guy? There's a guy that always does this little puppet show thing.
Oh, no.
You didn't see it? Okay. Uh-uh. Apparently, I guess he's been there for, like, 20 years or something. And he, like, literally scrubs the dock, like, where he's, like, doing his little puppet dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really? It's pretty funny.
What
yeah.
kind of puppets does he have?
I think it was a monkey puppet, actually. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, if I had seen that, that would have been great, because my little boy, Skylar, he loves Curious George and monkeys and all these other things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, the guy himself was kind of scary. He was, like, missing teeth and all of that kind of stuff, but it was entertaining.
Yeah, we walked all the way down to the end of the pier, and there was the most... I had to leave, because the music was awful. It was so bad. There was this little Chinese man, and he's got, like, his whole little setup with, like, you know, the drums and the piano and everything mm-hmm. else, and he's singing, like, all these American songs in this, like, broken English, just being like, you know, ba da ba la la bum ba, but like with a Chinese accent.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's like, yeah! And it's like reverberating like throughout the entire pier. And I'm like, dude, you're ruining like my peace and quiet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God. Then he starts saying into American Pie and he's like Chinese. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. They've got nice piers out here, you know, in Redondo Beach, they have a pier, or in yep. Huntington. They have one and stuff, so
there are a lot of
really
people
cool
fishing there, and I would not eat yeah. the fish.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because yesterday I was at the aquarium as well, and they have like a whole chart on the wall of all the different piers and all the different beaches and of all the different contaminants that are in the water.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I would not eat fish that were caught right there. No way.
Yeah.
I mean, in the summer, like, you have to check the water conditions before you even go swimming or surfing.
Yeah. You see, I won't go in the water here at all. It I think it's gross, and it's freezing too. Have you been to the beach here?
I have been there a couple of times. Right when I first moved here, I took some surfing lessons. That was totally awesome.
Yeah, bra.
But no, yeah, it is really cold. You're right. The water was freezing. It was like the middle of the summer. It was still really cold.
I know. It's definitely not like going to the Caribbean or something.
Yeah, or Australia.
No. Yeah, or Australia for that matter. Yeah.
There are a lot of sharks in Australia, though. I'm scared. They've had a lot of shark attacks this year.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Then don't go swim. I mean, don't go swimming deep, you know? Oh, but you're going to have to with that boyfriend of yours.
I heard the ozone's really thin over there. Aren't you supposed to wear, like, hats all the time?
Hats and lots of sunscreen and stuff like that. Yeah.
Suck. No more sunbathing naked. I mean, that's totally
You can legally sunbathe topless there.
Oh, really?
I found that out the hard way when I did and burned my fucking nipples. When your nipples peel, you know that you should wear sunscreen.
Yeah, that's probably not good.
Definitely not good.
It would help.
Put a damper on things. Like, man, this sucks. I look like an asshole. When people are making fun of you in the airport and they're just like, tourist, I'm like, no. I think we've been stood up by our other porn star.
I think so.
I think that's okay, though.
I think so. No more porn stars.
Really?
Yeah, no more porn stars. That's it.
I don't believe you.
Well,
I actually
make me look like shit, you know? I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, we were supposed to have a transsexual earlier this week. Didn't show up. Today we're supposed to have this other girl, and she's not showing up. But, so, I mean, I don't know what kind of world...
Stick with midgets.
Yeah, what kind of world these people live in, you know? But, obviously, they don't really give a shit.
I know. I actually met probably about 30 or 40 porn stars this last weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, well, because Valentine's Day, I didn't have a date, so I was totally being, like, bitter, like, bitch, you know me. So, I'm like, okay, so I ended up bartending this event. It's called Love Fest.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I've been to one of these parties before.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, it was actually at the same exact house 6 months ago. And Love Fest is basically, like, half-naked people running around, you know, like, all fucked up, like, you know, doing drugs, getting drunk or whatever. Well, I was bartending, and there had to have been at least 30 or 40 porn stars there.
Really?
Wait. Love Fest. Was this kind of like a Burning Man party?
Yeah.
Were there like outside like music things?
There was like outside, inside. I mean, people were wearing basically like lingerie, if not anything
I
at
think
all.
I was there.
Really?
I think that's... Was it like $50 admission to get in?
No, it was 80. It was $80 for them to get in, and then they still had to buy the drinks. How much was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I think I was at that event.
Really?
I'm going to have to find out what it was called.
Yeah, but I mean, there was one point at the night where I took a break, and I went upstairs, and I think there was like a little mini orgy going on, and like all these crazy things that you're like, oh, I saw that in the movies, but no, it's really happening. Yeah. And then everybody's like inviting you, like, hey, join in. You're like, ah, it's really not my thing, you know, but maybe sometime, you know, I don't know. Like the 16-person orgy really isn't on the top of my list.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, have you ever had group sex, like a threesome or something?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I have. I have. I mean, wow. You know, like I was dating a guy at the time, and it was like one of our mutual friends, just really hot. So, I mean, you know, it's,
yeah.
You gotta try everything once.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Know? Oh, yeah. I would try that three times, actually. Wow, that's cool. So that was a girl that was with you guys, right?
Yes.
Really? Did it do anything to the relationship afterwards?
No, not at all.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it actually like made us closer. But then he wanted it like all the time. And I'm like, yeah. Why did I open that door? Yeah. Not a good idea.
Were you being jealous?
No, not at all.
No?
I really don't get jealous in relationships.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not really
she
because...
She is here.
Oh, she is here?
Yeah,
go ahead. Yes. Just finish.
Yeah, I don't get jealous in relationships. You know, I mean, I'm sure by the time I'm married, if it got to that point, I might be. But it's like, what's the point of getting jealous? It's kind of just like a waste of time.
You're right.
It's like life is way too short.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to take a little break. So the... porn
Our
star is here.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. We'll play another one of the previous clips we have here. We'll be back right after this.
Previously on Sam and Susie in the Morning.
So we've been trying to get Lisa laid for a really long time, Sam.
Yes,
like
yes.
3 years.
Right.
So the Argentinian Johnny Depp lookalike guy, you know, he grabs her very aggressively, you know, and she was kind of consenting just by the way she was dancing and by what she was wearing and the way she moved. But he fucking grabs her, Sam. He, first thing, like 5 minutes into knowing her, he sticks his finger up her ass.
Really?
At the club on the dance floor.
Not her ass.
It was, and then he took his finger out and he smelled it.
What? How did he get to her ass so quickly and easily?
She was wearing a dress, and he just grabbed her and he shoved it right in there, like he was testing her oil.
Through a dress, though.
Underneath the dress.
Underneath the dress?
Underneath the dress.
Wow, what did she do? What did she do? I mean, she must have jumped. No, really. I mean, fuck, you know?
Oh,
finger
God.
Up your ass out of nowhere?
How shocking. Like, imagine you're just like, you're dancing, you're drunk, you're having a good time, and all of a sudden, whoop! I was like, well, did he lick it first? You know, did he, like, lube it up? You know, or, I mean, that's just like, that's just raw, rough, you know, shock it.
Yeah.
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, and we've got a full house right now.
We're back.
Welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
So you had a little hard time finding us, but you made it.
No, she found us. She just thought the door was locked.
Oh. There you go. Thoughts of a porn star. This is so embarrassing.
So we started talking about porn stars standing us up all the time. So if you listen to the show again, you'll have to. I mean, we didn't say nasty things
or like,
anything.
We're like, fuck
but
her.
But we were talking
to
each other.
We're never having another porn star again. She got us up.
They tend to do that. We're supposed to have a transsexual earlier this week, right?
Yes.
It was this week. And she stood us up. So,
At
any rate, introduce yourself to us so we all know who you are.
I am Kayla Carrera. I've been in the industry for almost a total of a year and a half.
Really?
Oh, so freshy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Probably have 2,000 movies on the
No, Xbox, actually, no? I don't. I started in 2007, and I took a year and a half break because
really?
Of a boyfriend.
Oh.
Damn boyfriends.
Wow, that's that's unusual for a porn star or an adult star, whatever you want to call it, where you're going to take a break for a man or, you know, someone who probably can't deal with it, right?
Is right. That? Well, they say they can, and then you know, they fall in love, and then it's just like, you're a whore, la, 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 la. But yet they watch the movies and enjoy
exactly.
it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I wised up and got back in about 3 months ago now.
Really?
Yeah.
And you back in and stuff, and you're a big star, right? I mean, people know you,
people
right?
People know me, yeah. I wasn't in that long whenever I was doing it the first time. I was about 8 months. So people know who I am just because I have a good rapport with everybody. I have a good attitude. I treat it as a business, not a lifestyle, and that's the difference between
yeah,
the other girls.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Wow, there's so many questions to ask.
I know.
You,
where do we begin?
I mean,
go.
First of all, you're beautiful,
Thank
of
you.
Course. Did you grow up in L.A.?
No, I'm from Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Ah.
And when did you move here?
2 years ago.
Really?
2 years ago.
To do porn, or did
yes.
you know you were going to do that?
Yes.
Oh.
Really?
And
so you made a decision. You're coming out to L.A. to do porn.
Yeah, I didn't know anybody. I didn't have a place to live. I just came out here. I was a hairstylist in Atlanta for 10 years.
Yeah.
And did regular modeling. And then I got contacted by Club Jenna, Bill Fisher, to
nice.
Do a scene. So I did it, and I was like, all right, well, I've already screwed up. I might as well go all the way.
Yeah, there you go. So you moved to LA. So how did you give it any thought beforehand? I mean, did you say to yourself, okay, this is what I want to do?
No. I
want to
who's little and is like,
well,
I want to be
not
a porn
when
star
when little.
I grow up.
Not when you're little, but before you made the decision, though.
No, I actually didn't even think about it at all.
Really?
I didn't. I'm wow. spur of the moment, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the, yeah, welcome to the group here.
Hi, group.
That's awesome. So you moved out here from Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
What were you doing there before?
I was a hairstylist.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For 10 years.
10 years.
He's
wow.
got the memory of a goldfish.
I really do.
Swear to God.
I really do.
It's okay.
But that's okay. It makes for interesting radio, you know? If someone goes to the bathroom, they'll hear it again, you know?
Exactly. Yeah? Exactly.
They miss out on it.
So how many movies have you done?
Oh,
do you take it up the ass?
No.
Good girl.
Okay, you gotta, one question at a time. One question at a time. Are you like saving it for later? Because I
no.
know some porn stars, they figure it's going to
no.
increase their value.
I believe
no?
some things you need to keep at home.
Yeah,
some things
really.
Need to be special. Not that taking it in the ass is special, but you know what I mean? Just
yeah.
there's certain things I will not do.
Yeah, but you would do it in your personal life?
Uh-huh, I have.
Really?
I have.
Wow. So you like it?
No.
No, you don't like it. I don't blame you. I don't either.
No.
Yeah, nothing yeah. goes in there, you know,
yeah.
just out.
Exit only.
Yeah, exactly. So what did you,
how many movies?
Yeah.
I really don't know. I work for Wicked a lot. I love them. They're like a family to me. They're wonderful. I like doing bigger feature movies because I love the dialogue.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Really?
So it's more like acting.
I love the acting part because I'm really good at ad-libbing. I mean, you have a script, but I always add in my own little thing.
Yeah. Ah.
So, but, and, you know, there's really not that much out there on the internet. Probably about, I don't know, 20 things maybe. Most of it's yeah. more DVDs.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, you're all over the internet, though. I mean, when I Googled you and stuff, You're there.
Oh, I'm
you're
coming
there.
Back.
Yeah.
I'm coming back.
You're coming back
oh, yeah.
with a vengeance.
With a vengeance.
Yeah, watch me fuck, you know?
Yeah. I am back, for sure.
So do you prefer boy, girl, girl, girl?
Boy, girl.
Boy, girl? You like that, huh?
Not that I like it. It's just girl, girl's boring to me.
Is it really?
Yeah, you can only do so much.
That's true.
It's really boring to me, too, when I watch girl, girl porn. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could just tell that they're really not into each other and they're not lesbians and that it's all just like...
Mm. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, I'm bi. I like girls. I think women are absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's just boring. And I know that, you know, society thinks it's boring as well. It's just like, okay, this is... Okay, you can only lick something for so long and act like you love it to death.
Yeah. Like, I want to see something go in.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. For me, I prefer the two girls and stuff. I think most men do because it's like you get two for the price of one, you know? I mean,
yeah.
it's sort of like...
Like a
yeah.
strip club.
Yeah,
did you,
exactly.
Did
yeah.
you watch that DVD?
No, the black one?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
I watched mine. It was actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, mine was like all girl. You probably know her. What was her name? Do we remember? We totally forgot.
Oh, no.
She was here last week, and she was actually pretty nice. But, yeah, I can't forget her name for the life of me.
I can't
but,
either.
But at any rate, you work with James, right, as a publicist?
Yeah, I
right?
just got him about, I just hired him about, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Because I figured it'd be good for me coming back just to get my name back out there.
Right. So you've been away for a year and a half, and
yes.
now you're coming back. How long uh-huh. did you do it before?
About 8 months.
8 months.
Not long.
Not long at all. Wow. So, I mean, I...
What did you do when you quit again? Back to hair?
I didn't do anything.
Well, was he at least supporting you?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. Yeah. Well, if he didn't want you to do it, at least pay your way.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Through life and shit. You know?
That's right. That's right.
Well,
you gotta find me one of them.
So, did you grow up always liking sex?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I did.
At an early age?
No, actually, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 18.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you said too, right?
Yeah.
Lindsay?
Yeah. Me three.
Wow.
Yeah.
You too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You three.
Yeah.
You three.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I mean, because you hear a lot of people like starting really early and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm sure you were like sexual before that. It's just you didn't do it.
My mom tells me stories. She's a music teacher in like a middle school. She tells me stories of like sixth graders that are caught like giving blowjobs like
in
the music room.
Wow.
Yeah.
As I'm a porn star, I'm like, that's terrible. It is terrible. Yeah. That's too young. That's
yeah.
too young.
She's like, I'm a porn star, but it's awful.
That is awful.
It God. Is. Young.
It's starting like earlier and earlier these days. It's like, oh my God, like what am I?
Because it's out there more. It's out there more. The U.S. is totally different than you know foreign countries. as, like, you know, porn is not taboo over there as it is here. I mean, it's on their regular television as here. It's just like, oh, no, you shouldn't do it. So I think the reason why they're doing it younger is because it's so no, no, no. And what are kids going to do? The opposite of what everyone's telling them not to do.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, it's like, I think it's so widespread right now that girls give boys blowjobs and shit at school.
Yeah. And they don't think of it as really having
like
sex.
Like teenagers. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
I think I had sex before I even gave a blowjob.
I did too.
I was like, you want that in my where? Mouth, yeah. Like, no way.
Now I love it. So it's the only way you shut me up.
Yeah.
Throw a cock in her mouth. Shut her up.
Yeah.
So do you have any favorite scenes and things like that? I mean, do you like doing some things more than others? Blowjobs?
No, I kind of get pissy during blowjobs because I don't like whenever they try to degrade you in a way, you know, kind of like
do, aggressive,
and that pisses me off because I'm a very controlling kind of person.
Really?
So I like to control the scenes.
Yeah.
So if somebody's trying to be aggressive with me, I'm just like, oh, no, no, no.
Yeah.
This is not
You see, that's how I feel from a woman's perspective. You know, it's like, it always seems like the men are trying to degrade the women by doing this, you know, even the way that men talk to each other, you know.
Yeah.
So all I can tell you is this, if you meet a guy and you just give him a blowjob, you know, that's all he's going to remember you for. You know, it's just this blowjob, and that's it.
I don't think my Mormon friend is only going to remember me for the blowjob.
Yeah, I think so. I think he will.
I don't think so.
That's so funny.
But it's, I mean, men do talk about it as though it's a degrading thing, you know, like, you know, like she sucked my cock or something, you know, like, and in some porn, I have seen this where they really, like, they'll grab her head and just, pull it towards
you.
Yeah, I
don't like that.
I like that. That's disgusting. You do?
I like that.
Yeah, really? Susie likes that.
It makes me mad. That's whenever, I'm like Wolverine, but with teeth. It's like,
really?
Yeah,
like, okay. Too far, bite.
But you do develop a certain affinity to certain guys more than others, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's certain people who you have a good chemistry with or a good vibe. You know, there's an attraction there, a real one.
Right.
You don't have to really act. You know, sometimes it is there.
Yeah. Did you ever say no to a guy? I mean, if you were to be in a movie and you didn't like the guy or something?
I have a no list. Every girl has a no list.
Oh, really?
Really. And that's confidential.
Yeah. And why would you have a no list? I mean, why would you not want to do something with a guy? Do you still have to be attracted to them to do a scene?
No. Because it's work.
Yes.
It's work.
Yes. So why would you not do a scene with someone?
If it's word of mouth through the other girls, like if they're not a good performer or, you know, like wood problems, they can't stay hard. So then you're there even longer and you're just like, oh my God. Or, you know, just, or they're not, you know, clean or stuff like that.
Wow.
Wow.
I can't imagine doing that, you know. But I mean, on the other hand, I mean, I would love a fucking lifestyle like this. You know, you get up in the morning, put on your makeup and everything, and hey, I'm going to fuck this morning. You know,
not
bad. It's even better than radio.
It's hard. It really is hard work, though. I don't think people really realize that it's not just like normal sex. You have to open up to the camera. I mean, you're doing certain positions for X amount of minutes or whatever, and it's pressure too, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you are in front of a camera.
You always have to keep in the back of your mind, like, okay, oh my God, I'm making that face or I'm making this face. And there's some ugly faces out there when you're enjoying something, you know? So it's good to review your movies so you can critique them and be like, oh God, don't make that oh God face ever again. That's terrible.
So do you find yourself making the O face a lot? I mean, do people actually do that? Do people actually make the O face?
Yeah.
The O face?
Oh.
I think so. I think so because, well, sometimes, you know, it can hurt. So then you're making the kind of face, and you have to try to change it to where it looks like the kind of face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of things are going on at once, you know?
Yeah. So how long have you been in L.A.? You said 8 months?
No, 8 years.
You see, I can't keep track of all these times and stuff.
She did porn for 8 years. Months before she came.
Yeah.
She quit.
Right, and then you didn't do anything while you were with a guy and stuff.
Yeah.
So what are you into? What do you like to do for fun and stuff?
I love to cook. I like to be with my friends. I don't like clubs. I'm over that. I did that when I was young. You know, I mean, it's a great way to meet people. I've met a lot of people in LA, and I love it. Everyone's wonderful.
Really?
But going to dinners and stuff like that, and I like to box. So
box?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you box? Just people?
Just trainers. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Men? Mm-hmm. Nails? Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's
wow, she
cool.
is like Wolverine.
Exactly.
Jeez. I used to model for Everlast when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
they would
cool.
go, give me this black eye and put me in the headgear, and then I had this dog that also had a black eye, and I'd have my boxing gloves
oh,
on.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it was really fun working for them.
Very cute.
Good company.
Yeah, I love it. I'm like a guy, though. I had six brothers growing up, so
whoa.
And I was the only girl, so I really? Always played Army, Hot Wheels, you know, just you know, putting forts together and capture the flag. So I mean, I'm feminine, but I love to get dirty and just go do stuff outside and just
right.
I'm a tough girl.
Yes, you are. Yes. Did you always have this gorgeous body that you have, or did you have to work on it?
Well, I had to buy my boobs, but other than that, I haven't worked out. Well,
they look pretty real, actually. It's a good
I haven't
job.
Worked out in like 7 years, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You
so
haven't worked out?
So it's just in the mm-hmm. genes, huh? I mean, some women
yeah.
just have these genes, you know?
Yeah.
Even when they get, like, pregnant and stuff, you know? And, you know, 2 weeks after they have the baby, they're back
right
to
back.
The...
Yeah.
It's amazing.
The way they were.
That's
cool.
the way I'm going to be.
Yeah?
Yes. Well, my dad is Spanish and Filipino, and I guess it's the Asian, the high metabolism. Because I'll be 31 in June.
Really?
Wow.
You don't look 31 at all.
I know, yeah. and that's why when I first started the industry, people would try to book me for MILF.
Really?
And I screwed up and did it because, you know, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Now I will never, ever do it because I don't feel that I look that part.
You don't.
And
you
now
don't.
I've shown yeah, up to all. Things and they're just like, oh, we can't use you. We need to use you for something else.
Right.
So I will not do it. I do not want to do it and be yeah. known as that at all.
Yeah. So and you're bi, you said. So do you have girls in your personal life that you?
I have, but you know what? They're fucking crazy.
They're fucking bitches.
They're crazy. They're psychotic.
Yeah.
I give it to men for trying to hold a relationship with a female because I tried it.
Really?
It was horrible.
Why? What happened?
Girls are just too moody. Like, I mean, I hardly even have girlfriends. I have all guy friends.
Really?
You know, I can relate to guys better than I can girls. But like, why didn't you call me? Why are you giving her more attention than me? You know, it's just really...
Wow,
you know,
it's
you
too
know
complicated.
How girls are, yeah.
So it's too complicated, you say.
Yeah,
like Lindsay Lohan well, and Sam.
Yeah.
They are just awful. Are they still together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
They're still working that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Still doing
although
it.
Ellen and Portia seem to
Ellen's
be doing
wonderful.
Well, right?
Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Ellen is amazing.
Portia is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She is hot.
Yeah.
Ellen's like the man, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's just she's a good soul. You can tell. You know, like she's true.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people say that. You know.
Now Rosie O'Donnell, on the other hand, is a nasty lesbian.
Yeah. You know what? She makes me laugh though, because she's raw, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love somebody who can speak their mind and not give a shit about it.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to impress people, she's just like out there.
But
I love
you know,
that.
But I actually I don't mind Rosie either. But you know what I mean? She just does. She has like this. Ugliness about her, like this darkness in her soul. I feel
there's
like Ellen, you, like there's light that just shines
right.
out of her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's got aggression hidden somewhere or something. You know,
Yeah. A lot of comedians are angry. You know,
I don't know what it is. That's a really good point.
They are. I mean, and that's what gives them the material, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez. No. Wow. So I mean, you know, I'm like thinking I can totally imagine you like with a girl and stuff. You know, it's like so. Give out names of some of your movies so we can send people to
The Craving, which we were nominated for Best Sex Scene, 2007 or 2008. And then Girl in 6C. These are all Wicked movies. It's The Craving, which is an amazing movie. Girl in 6C, Black Widow, and Coming Home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was supposed to do the Operation Desert Stormy. Like, I totally had it because Stormy loved me. And then I went out the night before. And this is, you know, 2 years ago. I went out the night before. Got really messed up and did not make it. And ever since then, Stormy's really mad at me.
Oh,
really?
But
and that was a huge, huge thing for me because I had just started and I had the opportunity, you know. So many people were wanting the part and I was just, it was handed to me.
Yeah.
But Wicked still books me, so.
Yeah. Well, maybe you weren't ready for that movie. I mean, you know, everything happens for a reason, I think, you know.
I mean, it's, you know, it would have been great, but you know, move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about your website? You must have a website.
It's in the process, actually. And then whenever I decide to do one, I go to look for a domain name. So many people have bought everything of mine, as they do with everybody, where you try to buy it back. But it's going to be MsKaylaCarrera.com.
Very
cute. Okay, that's easy.
Cute.
That's easy. Wow. Yeah. I'm definitely going to go there. So, what, are you going to have like photos and videos and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, I have a couple of ideas that are different than anybody else's. You know what I mean?
Really?
I like to do different things, and it's so repetitive. It's the same thing on everything.
It is.
You know?
It really
vagina,
is.
Vagina, vagina, vagina.
Yeah. I'm really outgoing and I'm funny. I'm silly. I'm stupid. So it's really going to show on my website.
Really, it
definitely
comes across and stuff.
Yeah.
In your movies too.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, especially like behind the scenes, it's some funny stuff in there. Yeah.
So you say you like to be in control and everything.
Yeah.
Is that both in during sex as well? You like to be in control?
Yeah. Well, in my personal life, I kind of like the guy to be aggressive sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In sex, but I mean in life, just in life, you like to be in control, right?
Yeah. I took after my mom. She she's a very powerful lady. She's just very... You know, I don't need anybody. I can do this on my own. So I kind of took after her.
And you kind of had to make a place for yourself with all the brothers, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I had to fight for the attention. You know, mama's boys.
Yeah,
Do all your brothers know that you're in the industry?
Yes.
What do they think?
I have ruined it for them. They can't even go and enjoy it because you know how it like pans in and it's like on a vagina and wiener. And then they're like pans out. They're like, oh my God, that's my sister. Like,
oh my God,
I ruined
geez.
It. I
They've
ruined
seen
it.
Your movies.
I've ruined it on accident. You know, they're like, oh
no.
Yeah. And they're like, oh no, God.
Oh, man. I would jump out the window if I had to look at that.
Yeah.
My sister, my God, Jesus.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Does your sister look like her?
What?
Your sister doesn't look
I don't
like
have
her.
A sister. I don't have a sister. Thank goodness.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was seriously thinking of doing a porn last week. I thought that would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
And
what do you think?
And then I'm moving to Australia on Friday.
Yeah. See, really? So you should have did it because it would have been like you did it. And then
I know. Like one final hurrah before I leave.
Yeah. But you really make the good money when you sign with a major company, right?
Not really.
No?
You can make more money by not...
Really?
Being contracted.
So why do you contract?
It builds your name.
Oh, really? I see.
It builds your name because, I mean, it's cool. I had heard that Wicked did want to contract me right before I quit the industry, but then I quit. It was in love and blah, 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 you know. But I wouldn't do it now just because it's, you know, you get X amount of dollars and then you could only work so much and then you can't do certain things, you know, have your own website. I mean, you can't. It's just you're limited at what you can do.
Yeah, because you have to sign contracts and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What is the going rate for like a first-time porn movie these days?
Just you know what? Shit. Because the industry is so saturated with girls now.
Right.
Any girl can do it. And not to be snobby, but the caliber of girls are... Some of them are not hot,
very
so then they lower their rate.
Yeah.
So then it forces everybody else to lower their rate as well to get booked because directors are like, hey, I can get this girl for $700.
Right.
Oh, no.
I'm just like, well, look at her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Shit, she should be
you
paying
you pay
to shoot her.
Like $700, that's it?
Some girls, that's some girls. I'm not at that rate, but some girls are like that. So it makes it harder. Just like, you know, it's just like Best Buy and Circuit City. If they're going to sell a television for X amount, then, you know, the other person's going to try and lower it
exactly.
to get the business.
Right. Exactly.
So, and especially with the economy right now, it's just, it makes it a little bit harder to get work.
Yeah.
Because everyone's just like, okay, I'll do it for that.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose a lot of people that never considered it would probably would now because of the economy and everything,
right,
you know?
Right.
Like Susie.
Like me.
I could have paid for my tuition.
Right. Yeah, how did I get
semester?
Into that?
Oh my God.
What do you think, Susie? Do you think you could do it?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, the bad girl in me is like, yes, I could do it. But then, like, the good... Believe it or not, there is, like, a good girl side to me, and it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Like, the little angels on my shoulders.
Mom and dad.
Mom and dad. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Kayla, what about you? I mean, do you think this is going to come back to haunt you in any way in your life?
It only does if you allow it. My mom, she's married to a woman, so we're very open-minded and everything. I never think you should go through life with regret. Ever.
I agree.
I mean, not that, you know, I'm like, yeah, woo, I'm proud, but don't regret it. Otherwise, you're going to have this dark cloud over your head your whole entire life.
Right.
You know, but whenever I meet people for the first time, I'm not like, hey, I'm Kayla Carrera, I'm a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
I let them know me, and I don't tell them for a little bit, and they're like, wow, but you're really cool. You don't seem like you do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I like the shock factor of proving to people that porn stars are regular people too.
Yeah.
But then there's girls in the industry that act like whores when they're not working. So it's kind of hard to try to make people see you.
I know, and you get that reputation, you know, and that's
porn
one
stars
thing.
Are real people too.
I want to make a T-shirt.
I was just thinking. I'm actually
a reality show.
Texting someone that right now. That's so funny.
We have hearts, not just holes.
That is brilliant.
That could be like the quote on the back of it, or
Wow. I'm so making that fucking shirt today. Oh my god, that's brilliant.
All of a sudden you make like millions of dollars.
I want a piece of that. I will coin you, yes.
Everybody heard it.
No, but we found that many of them are really nice, like yourself, you know, and we had Daisy Marie in here, right? And Satine Phoenix, and really real people, really nice people, you know? So I have to agree with you, is that some of the girls in the industry, I think, give you bad reputation.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, a lot of them, too, are so fucked up on drugs, and it's a shame.
Yeah.
Because you have these young girls coming in here, and it is good money and quick money, so then they just get faded, and they're like, ugh, you know? And it's just, it's a shame.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm glad that I got into it at the age that I did, because who knows what I could have done at that age, like 20? Oh,
right.
My God.
So you're a little more mature the way you approach it, like a business.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, Kayla, so it's going to be Miss Kayla Carrera.
Yeah, MS. .com. Kayla MS. Carrera.
Okay, and go out and get her movies and everything. And this is awesome. Thank you so much
for
coming.
Well, I do want to say that I will be feature dancing at Spearmint Rhino tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at City of Industry.
Wow. City of Industry, wow.
Very great.
That's a little out there.
Guys,
but
go out. She's hot.
Yeah. It is out there.
We should definitely go. So tonight?
Uh-huh.
And tomorrow night, too?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Nice.
And then I go to Mexico City to do signings. So I'm really excited about Mexico City.
Really? Wow. Do you have a lot of fans there, you think?
I don't know. I mean, you know, guys will go and become my fan, you know, just to go see who it is, you know?
That's true.
That's
not
really
hard
exciting.
To sell.
Yeah. Well, I'd come out and get an autograph.
I'll sign your boob if you want.
Thank you very much.
Where's the Sharpie?
How generous of you. All right. And Lindsay, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
You were a lot of fun.
Thank you. Really Thanks for inviting me. I was so excited when I got the email.
Of course. And do you want people to find you anywhere? Do you have a MySpace?
Yeah,
or
actually I do. I do have a MySpace. It's myspace.com/Lindsay, LINDSEY, Henning, HENNING.
Sounds good.
So, yeah, so it's on there. So
awesome.
I just updated my Facebook status with porn stars are real people, too.
I do have Facebook, too. So, Lindsay Henning.
Oh, my goodness.
Susie.
Oh, my God.
This is it.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, this is your last show?
Kayla, this is her last show. She's moving to Australia tomorrow.
Yeah. What part?
Up to Cairns.
And I have no idea where it is, but I just thought I'd ask.
It's beautiful. It's up in a rainforest area.
Nice. What takes you there?
Oh. School.
Good for you.
A guy.
Thank you.
A guy.
School.
A scuba diver.
A penis.
What can I say? I like to go down.
And you can hold your breath for a really long time.
I really can.
Isn't the saint in Australia the down under or the under? Something?
Down under.
Yeah, the down under.
Yep.
Yeah. Place to go.
That's where Susie's going.
Oh, Sam, I love you.
I love you, too, and I'm going to miss you. I'm really going to miss you.
I'm going to call in, though. Don't worry.
I am worried. It's not going to change anything if you call. But to all the listeners that have been listening to Sam and Susie, we should thank everybody.
Thank you all for listening.
For sticking with us. We've been around for, what, 8 months now, Susie?
We've almost had a baby.
I was just about to say that.
Almost had a baby.
Almost.
But she's deciding to go away and have a baby with someone else.
Well, I love all my listeners. Thank you all for everything. And thank you all for the wonderful fan mail and yada, yada, yada. Yeah. And Facebook me.
Exactly. She's not going away. She's still on Facebook. And that's the amazing thing, you know?
Yes.
Gotta love the internet.
Yeah, you really do. And I really want to wish you all the best, Susie, really. I'm behind you. You know, you've got my blessing, you know? And I'm not happy to see you go, but, you know.
I
understand.
Peace.
But boy, he loves to watch you walk away.
Yeah. And we're going to have a new show coming up. I don't know when. Probably, hopefully, in a week or two.
Take some time off.
And, yeah, maybe vacation. A couple days or so. But
get some sleep, for
stay
God's
tuned.
Sake.
Yeah. We're going to have a new show. We're not going to find another Susie, of course, but it'll be different. Mm. And thank you so much. I want to really, you've been dedicated.
I have been fucking dedicated.
You've been coming here every fucking day, you know? And that's a big deal for someone like you. She had no.
Maybe we should leave it at this. We'll leave it at the thank you.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much. And we're signing off with Sam and Susie in the morning.
You have been listening to Sam and Susie in the Morning, which airs every weekday at 9 a.m. Pacific. To contact the show, please email your question or comment to sam@latalkradio.com or susie@latalkradio.com. A complete list of all past shows can be found on our archives page and on iTunes. For sponsorship or advertising information, email us at info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Susie in the Morning is a presentation of LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.